News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, of course, Christmas is famously a time for wearing those big, bright and sometimes quite ugly festive jumpers. But some climate activists say you should think twice before you head to the shops to buy this year's one. And I'm joined by Saive O'Neill, climate researcher and lecturer. Saive, explain. I would not have known that Christmas jumpers, I can see that they might be considered fast fashion because you don't get much wears out of them. But there are more problems with Christmas jumpers than that.
Well, it's really the fact that they are part of the fast fashion industry. Essentially, you're looking at a garment that you might wear, you might wear a couple of times before Christmas or at Christmas, and then not again for the rest of the year. And very often people throw them out afterwards or give them away as unserious gifts that are not necessarily going to be worn. So this type of fast fashion is particularly bad because the material used in these jumpers and the reason they are so cheap is polyester. It's a synthetic woven material based on petroleum, essentially, which is a fossil fuel. And while the fabric themselves is very durable and very cheap, it comes with environmental impacts. So you're using a lot of energy and water to make it, releasing a large amount of carbon dioxide, which is a greenhouse gas. There are toxic dyes and chemicals which impact both the workers and those who actually wear the fabrics. But I suppose the biggest thing is that the fabric itself is not biodegradable. It doesn't break down in the environment. It lasts for hundreds of years.
Sure.
And
so
releases methane.
And I don't mean to be ignorant, and I genuinely don't, but are some of them not made from recycled plastics? Do some of them not take plastics and get turned into jumpers? So in a way, a better thing than having just plastics that might end up in the sea or what have you.
Yeah, that is the case sometimes, but it's not textiles that are being recycled. Virtually all recycled polyester comes from recycled plastic bottles rather than recycled garments.
Yeah, no, but that's so what I meant. I thought that, because I think some people genuinely have seen the stickers going, this is a sustainable jumper. It was made using recycled plastic. And they think, oh, I'm saving the sea from those big plastic islands or what have you.
Unfortunately not. It's the recycled PET bottles, those kind of drink containers that we're familiar with, plastic bottles used for water and other drinks. So those are much more easily converted into reusable textiles. But once it becomes a material, once it becomes a fabric, it's very difficult, almost impossible, and almost never recycled. So recycling textiles per se is much more difficult. Less than 1% of all textiles are recycled. So the vast majority of them end up, unfortunately, incinerated or landfilled, which, obviously.
So we have these polyester basically jumpers that, and as you say, people might wear them once, maybe twice, but they're probably not. And the other thing is people tend to want a new one each year. Isn't that part of it?
Well, I can't say I know, Ciara.
Because it's not your cup of tea.
The fashion industry that I partake in myself. I mean, it's something, obviously people do it in a lighthearted way and it's not terribly serious. And I'm not trying to ruin people's
Christmas. I know you're not trying to be the Grinch.
But this is something that's invented by industry to get us to buy more stuff. And it has nothing to do with any kind of Christmas tradition.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. You're saying maybe think twice before you buy the Christmas jumper this time around.
And really, really, we should be trying to avoid buying things that are disposable, that don't last long, that have environmental impacts. People buy an awful lot of schlock at Christmas, frankly. You know, the Christmas jumper thing is part of that. And it all has to end up somewhere.
Yeah,
none of this comes without an impact.
Very fair comment. And I suspect many people won't have thought about this, actually, is what it is. And some of them might change habits because of what you've said. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Saive O'Neill, their climate researcher and lecturer.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.